The Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism is winning plaudits for its work in hobbling the online work of violent extremists. The US-based organisation was founded by Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter and YouTube in 2017 after the terrorist attacks in Paris. It allows for greater collaboration between member companies, including the ability to quickly share newfound knowledge of dangerous activity with their smaller counterparts. In all, it says it engages with more than 120 companies, many of which would struggle if left on their own to monitor content, not just terrorism-related, but footage of actual suicides, wartime atrocities and the like. I spoke with the forum's executive director, Nicholas Rasmussen.
Obviously, what happened at Christchurch, it being one of those critical moments for GIFCT as an organization. The horrific attacks at Christchurch signaled that there was a problem on social media, a problem on technology platforms tied to material that went well beyond material tied to Islamist jihadist terrorist groups of a particular UN-designated variety. So we knew, you know, certainly going back a couple of years now, that the internet is being used by a wider array of groups and individuals tied to a wider array of extremist ideologies. And it was important to gain traction against those movements as well. And so I wouldn't point to anything this year or a moment in time tied to the United States as being particularly game-changing in that regard.
Sure. So what does it mean now if the database collects this type of information, the tech companies are then able to cross-reference it? How do they use it? What happens?
Exactly. If the material were to show up on one or another of their platforms and that company, through its own process, identified that material, through removed it through its own acting on its own terms of service, that's, of course, a good step. But beyond that, what this would allow is that company also to put a digital hash on that material and then share it with the other participating companies in GIFCT, which just makes it that much more easy and efficient for the other companies to do the same, and to limit the amount of time that such a piece of material might live on one of their platforms inadvertently. So it becomes an information sharing mechanism. And much like in government service, when I was still in the government, we were constantly looking for ways to smooth pathways for information sharing among government agencies. This falls into that same category.
So we know this type of material can become viral, can end up on the dark web and hard to find places. Is your organization effectively a countermeasure to that, to try and combat that with some real scale?
Well, it is and it isn't, because in some ways we can only gain traction with the companies that are at the table participating in this space. As you point out, the dark web offers opportunities for those who are not willing to engage in responsible moderation of content to spread material. And so our goal at GIFCT is to help shrink the space available for the spread of this kind of material. It will be very difficult to eliminate the space available for this kind of content. But if you can make users of this information have to work harder to find it, work harder to disseminate it, then that's progress in its own right.
And that's Nicholas Rasmussen, the Executive Director of the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism.